Have you ever had an experience where you look back on the events leading up to that and think, there's no way that this could have happened except for God? This is one of the things that I'm learning, is that these God things don't just spontaneously combust, but there are oftentimes things that have been set into motion before the time to act is upon us. At times like this, it seems like the perfect people come together with the right mix of resources and life experience to allow us to do amazing things in the name of the one who claims us. We are God's people, and God is making a way for us. John Wesley called this action of God working in our lives before we're even aware of it, prevenient grace. And this weekend, as we wrap up our study of the book of Esther in this series, for such a time as this, we're going to be reminded of what happened 2 weeks ago when Esther's cousin, Mordecai, had a big decision to make whether or not to tell the king about an assassination plot that was being planned. Do you remember that? Mordecai did tell the king, and the life of the king was spared. But like so many things, life then went on. And those who would do harm to God's people rose to power, and the events that Mordecai led were forgotten. Until the night where all this drama between Mordecai, Esther, and the bad guy, Haman, were at a fever pitch, and the king couldn't sleep. Now, maybe it was anxiety about this dinner party that Esther asked the king to throw for Haman being the guest of honor, or maybe it was just some bad dates at dinner. But no matter the reason, he had someone come in and read to him his own history as king. Isn't that weird to fall asleep? And it just so happened that they were reading about a time when some trusted guards were planning to kill him, and Mordecai was the one who brought it to the attention of the king. Now, maybe this was chance. Maybe it was revisionist history. Maybe it was a reminder, though, that God is always working to bring about restoration. It's powerful. I wonder what that next morning looked like as the king wakes up with this bigger picture in mind. You know, then outside of the palace, there's Mordecai, not knowing anything that had gone on and what has just happened. He knows the plan. He's seen this huge pole, though, outside of Haman's house, and it was meant for him. It was where he would be executed. How would you feel at that point if you were Mordecai? I'd love for you to just type some of your feelings about that impending doom that you would feel in the chat while I tell you a little bit about how I might be feeling. You see, I have the spiritual gift of making a toothpick look like a 75-foot pole. And so I would be a wreck if I were Mordecai. But while Mordecai is dealing with all of this, God had orchestrated this meeting between Esther and the king and Haman, and the pump had been primed so that the king is willing to soften his heart in a way that opens him up to the truth. In a very real way, a table has been prepared in the midst of God's enemies, and while the tensions were high, Esther was able to act with confidence and courage, knowing that she's hemmed in on all sides by God. And eventually, the dinner ends with the king asking Haman, his right-hand man, what he would do to celebrate someone who had done so much for the kingdom. And Haman, being a prideful man, thinks he's talking about him and says, I would have this parade fit for a king down the city streets. And the king's response is beautiful, poetic. He says, make it happen. But for Mordecai, you see, we're reminded, and what verse comes to mind is Isaiah 45:2. It reads, I'll go ahead of you, making the rough places smooth. That's the verse that I'm holding on to right now in this season, that God is working to defend me no matter how big or small those rough places are in my life. And I know that even though God will smooth out those places, I'm still going to have to make that journey, though. And there will be times where I'm going to have a deep faith to be willing to get through those hard places, like we see in Esther. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I am on high alert for the next thing that's going to be in my path, whether it is a toothpick or a 75-foot pole. It doesn't matter. But I'm also trying to take and do my best to take a page out of Esther and Mordecai's book, trusting that God is surrounding me on all sides. And so I shouldn't shy away from the path that has been set before me in such a time as this. And for me, that looks like having conversations with friends and people in my community who are people of color and law enforcement officers. And even though sometimes I'm nervous about what those conversations might shape out like, they are a blessing. And I've learned at least two things from these. Is that we all recognize that we're hurting in this season. For one reason or another, each and every one of us is not okay right now to some degree. And secondly, the vast majority of us know that there are systems that need to be changed. But what's becoming more clear to me is that the way that I am called to be the change that I want to see in this world. But I don't know what that change looks like for you. I'm not going to pretend I do. But I do know that change and reform are able to come when we are willing to name what each and every one of us is a child of God, and that our need to care for one another takes priority over systems that we are trying to reform. The change that you're called to is going to lead you in a different place than mine, just like Esther's was different than Mordecai's. But when we're willing to know that God is defending us and others are working on their own in ways to bring about restoration, we will transform this world. And so as we close, know that God has been working, is working, and will continue to work to make the rough places smooth. So be courageous as you change this world in such a time as this. Let's pray. God of grace, thank you for being on our side, being our defender, that your love shrouds us in opportunity and comfort, that you are that mighty fortress, God, and allow us to cling on to that and take bold steps in being agents of your restoration in this kingdom here and now. Amen. Thank you, guys.